Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, and I just want to give a personal shout-out to the fact that you always welcome our audience back. You are such a cordial host, Kyle.
I appreciate that, and I also love the fact that we're not mentioning that we've had 47 minutes worth of struggles trying to get this podcast off the ground.
See, I didn't think you were going to bring that up.
Well, I mean, we've only done like 200 of these, so you would think by now we'd have something figured out.
Audience, if this episode sounds like crap, it's because Kyle.
Yeah, I'll take the blame for it. I do think I have a faulty cord. I also think I need to definitely reboot my computer. So, yeah. You can definitely put the blame on me, but I did check the audio quality. It should be sounding good, and you guys are listening to the teaser trailer episode. We're discussing the 1999 comedy film, Office Space. As always, make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube. We're on social media at Back in Time Pod. I'm at KAutry29, and JD is burping at Unjust Justin. So, JD, let's talk about your first memories of watching Office Space.
For me, Office Space was a movie that I saw the trailer and I needed to see it in theaters. So me and a couple of friends, we went to the probably Lowe's Cineplex at the time. And we sat our asses down and we were the only ones in attendance to see Office Space on the big screen. Have I told you the story of what happened to me when watching this movie? I feel like I have.
No, I can't remember a story. Tell me.
I haven't told this story? Oh gosh, this is such a great story. So I'm sitting in there, and this is 1999, and me and two buddies, we're the only ones in the theater. And I don't think it was opening weekend, maybe second weekend, third weekend. I don't think that this movie lasted very long in theaters.
Nope.
And we're sitting down during the credits, opening credits, trailers, I mean. And this group of really cool kids, they come in. I haven't told you this story, right?
I'm kind of remembering it now, to be honest.
All right, I'll tell it again for a new audience okay. member. So this group of, this one guy's got, bleach blonde hair, and it's all spiked up, and the girls are wearing their, slap bracelets, and they've got jelly pens, and they're cool. This is a cool group of kids, and they sit down, and I'm like, oh, that's awesome, because obviously I wasn't cool. But I was like, this group of cool kids wants to see Office Space. So I have this really great feeling about myself. I'm like, yeah, I do have good taste and stuff. And the trailers end, and this group of cool kids, there's three of them, one guy and two girls, they stand up, and they look at us, and they said, what are you guys doing? And I looked at them, and I said, we're watching Office Space. And they started laughing at us. And they go, you guys know Cruel Intentions is playing in the theater next door, right?
Ouch.
And I was like, what's Cruel Intentions?
Oh, that's an amazing story.
That's a true story of what your boy JD went through before becoming the super cool, awesome burp monster that I am today.
That's interesting. Yeah, Cruel Intentions would have been a week, 2 weeks after Office Space came out. So, yeah, I think all the cool kids went to see that. I know I did.
And I did not.
And I did not watch Office Space. What's that tell you?
And here we are reviewing Office Space and not Cruel Intentions. So what does that tell you?
That tells me that over time, I realized that Office Space is a much better movie.
There you go.
Yeah. And also, I don't claim to be cool anymore, but I was in high school. At least I thought I was. I probably
didn't. So I was cool in high school. What? I just wasn't cool in middle school.
Yeah, okay, middle school. Yeah, because you would have been 13, 14 for this.
Yeah, I want to say because I'm a year older than you. I was an
8. You're actually not. You're only like 3 months older.
Yeah, but I'm a class year older than you.
True. You want to know why?
Because you pooped your pants until kindergarten?
It made me repeat first grade.
Did you seriously?
No, I was in, so it was called extended time. So we called it first grade and it was ET class.
Oh, I bet that made you super excited at the time.
Yeah, I mean, ET was super cool. So we were like, no, this isn't bad at all. What are you guys talking about?
I never knew that about you.
Yeah, apparently as a kindergartner, I was not interested in learning at all. When they would want to go into groups, I would go hide, and I just was not ready for first grade. Yeah, the immaturity has stuck around.
Hey, I've got a super sad story about transitioning from kindergarten to first grade that I'll tell you one day.
Okay, I look forward to it. We should have brought that up on Kindergarten Cop. We will not be doing the sequel, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I suppressed my memories, so.
Okay. Now let's go ahead and jump into YouTube here, fire up the trailer, and you guys are going to type in Office Space trailer. You're looking for the one titled Office Space TBT trailer, 20th Century Fox. It was uploaded by 20th Century Fox and has 111,000 views. I'll give a 3, 2, 1 click countdown and we'll watch this thing together. JD, are you ready?
Lock and load.
3, 2, 1 click.
From Mike Judge, creator of Beavis and Butthead and co-creator of King of the Hill, comes a movie about people who go to work. Who are part of a team.
And remember, next Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day.
Okay, if I could set the building on fire.
Who respect their boss.
We need to talk about your flair.
Well, I have 15 pieces on.
15 is the minimum. Brian, for example, has 37 pieces of flair on today. And a terrific smile.
And need to escape.
I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
One of these days, I just kick this piece of...
I'm thinking now it might be more fun to just get fired. And I've always wondered what that would take.
Oh, Peter, listen.
Well, it looks like you've been missing quite a bit of work lately.
Well, I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
That's just a straight shooter with upper management written all over him.
We're going to be getting rid of these people here. Mr. Samir. Okay.
Night eating in a jet. Nain in a jet.
Not going to work here anymore anyway.
You haven't been showing up and you got to keep your job.
Actually, I'm being promoted.
Thank you, Bob.
This is a suck.
They're going to throw you out on the street so that Bill Lumberg's stock will go up. It's completely unfair.
Inatech deserves to go down.
We're just the guys to do it.
Tell me about that virus you're always talking about. The one that could rip off the company for a bunch of money.
I'm not going to do anything illegal, Peter.
Illegal? Samir, this is America.
The worst they're going to do is they put you in a white-collar minimum security resort for a couple of months. You know they have conjugal visits there?
I might be showing them my old face.
Oh.
They let you have sex with women?
They sure do.
Okay, I'll do it.
Office Space.
I know you've been getting pretty depressed about your job and everything, and so I just wanted to tell you, good things can happen in this world.
I mean, look at me.
All right, JD, start us off. What do you think of the trailer?
Dude, super stoked. I don't know. I loved it. Like, this just transformed me back into 1999, a time that I wish I was born at least 10 years earlier. Not that I want to be in my 40s now, but I feel like I would have enjoyed the 90s a little bit more as an adult than as a whiny little brat.
Okay, that's interesting.
Did you not love this trailer?
I'm going to be honest with you. I did not love the trailer. I was expecting...
Okay, let me ask you something.
Okay, go ahead.
How many times have you seen this movie?
About 15 times.
Shit, never mind.
Okay.
That's I think you've seen it more than I have.
There's a good chance. I love this movie.
And you were not super excited on the edge of your seat quoting every part of this trailer.
I don't know why, but I, at the 206 mark of the trailer, I cracked my first smile. And then my first laugh out loud is when the guy has, he's in the hospital and he's got the whole headdress on. And he's like, look at me, man. Look at my life. And like, that was my first like actually laugh out loud moment. And I was like, oh my God, trailer's over. Fuck, I'm disappointed.
Well, I feel bad for you.
Okay. Let's see how the trailer affected the box office numbers. So Office Space debuted at the box office February 19th, 1999. The film was distributed by Fox with a runtime of only 89 minutes, so it's a pretty quick watch. Production budget, $10 million, pretty standard for a comedy. Opening weekend, they were number 8 at the box office, bringing in $4.2 million. And then in week 2, they would drop out of the top 10 to the 11th spot, bringing in another $2.4 million. And the 10-day total, 7.9. JD, thoughts on the first 10 days?
For as big as and the cult following that this movie has garnered, that's a disappointing first 10 days. And having seen the movie in week 2 in theaters and having sat in an empty, literally, audience, it was empty.
Yeah.
So the schoolyard effect was clearly not in play.
No, definitely not in play. Now, going back to the trailer, do you think a lot of people had the reaction that I had watching it and just did not laugh like they had expected? Or do you think it could be just the competition was too much?
I think you're probably onto something. I think maybe... Because for me, watching the trailer was extremely exciting, having right. watched the movie so many times. And to know the shtick, to know the comedy, to know the one-liners, it's entirely possible that I think, one, the trailer maybe didn't do it justice. Two, the competition was very fierce. And three, if you don't work in an office space, maybe this comedy just isn't for you.
Right.
You have to think about all the people that love the movie Men at Work. Will that be a future episode?
It would definitely be a poll topic for sure.
Emilio movies?
Oh, gosh. Well, we've covered two of his better ones already.
Mighty Ducks and Mighty Ducks 2.
Am I wrong?
In the archives.
Yeah, definitely in the archives. So let's finish up the box office numbers. So they would spend... one more week in the top 20 before Fox pulled basically from all the theaters. They dropped all the way down to like 300 screens. And the total domestic gross was $12.2 million, which I would imagine once you factor in marketing means this movie probably lost money at the end of the day. JD, since we already kind of gave our thoughts, let's jump into the top 10 list for that week. Number one movie that week was Payback. Number two, Message in a Bottle. Number three, My Favorite Martian. Number four, debuting that week, October Sky, young Jake Gyllenhaal. Number five, Blast from the Past. Number six, Shakespeare in Love. Number seven, She's All That. Eight, Office Space. Nine, Rushmore. And 10, Saving Private Ryan in week 31. Any standouts for you in the top 10 list?
Damn, that's a competitive week.
Very competitive.
And with movies that I think stand the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not Payback?
Yeah, Payback hasn't aged all that well. But, I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of good movies on that list. A lot to pick from.
I mean, for my money, October Sky, which honestly I didn't see until college.
Yeah.
That was, I don't know why it wasn't on my radar, but it's a great film. Rushmore, which if you listen to our top Bill Murray movies, you'll get some pleasant feedback from us on that film. It's a competitive week.
And I went forward about a month, and I went backwards about a month, and it doesn't get any better. I don't think they could have placed it anywhere else, to be honest. Because if they go forward, then they have Varsity Blues, they've got Patch Adams, they've got Shakespeare in Love earlier in the run. It's still got Saving Private Ryan still chugging along at that point. So there's just not a lot you can do at this point. I think if this movie came out in 2019, it's probably best suited for like right to Netflix or Amazon Prime. What do you think?
I'm pausing because I'm thinking, and you can keep that in the final edit. I have a fundamental problem with a lot of the current slate of straight to Netflix or Hulu or Amazon movies.
Yeah.
Where I think they do a disservice to the audience, and I'm specifically referring to having recently watched Velvet Buzzsaw.
Okay.
Have you caught that yet?
I have not.
Avoid. Do not. It's on Netflix. It's a piece of shit. It's horrible. I literally, while watching it, it was so awful and so boring that I lay down on the couch and I was like, please let me fall asleep. Please let me fall asleep. I don't want to go through this any longer. So I feel, my point being that I feel as if what you're saying, that they released Office Space straight to Netflix in 2019, modern day, that they would ruin it. It wouldn't have a lot of what I think is the characteristics and personality that makes it adorable.
Right. Okay. I don't really argue that fact. I'm saying I think that's what would happen if it did come out. I love to go watch movies in theater. I don't care that they're direct to like Netflix. I would prefer to go see it in theater. There's a lot of people that don't want to leave their house, so that's why they're doing so well. Now,
you know, let me interrupt you by saying that, like, I agree with you. The theatrical experience of a movie is, you can't compete with it.
You really can't.
But I also love when they have limited release movies that you can rent for 10, 20 bucks and watch from the comfort of your own home.
If you have the right setup at your house, like surround sound, nice quiet room, I think it works fine.
Oh, so you just described my place.
Yeah, you do have a pretty sweet setup, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah. Even though we were watching Child's Play, and we were just literally ripping it apart.
We should have definitely live casted us live watching it, which we did with basketball in our archives. But I think our comedy was much better with Child's Play.
I know. I think when we do those watch-alongs, it has to be in person, because we flow off of each other way better. But like when I couldn't see you and we were just sitting there watching on separate screens in separate rooms, I don't think it went as good.
Yeah, and I'm sure our downloads will tell the same tale.
It did, yeah.
They were definitely sorry, audience.
So let's get to our one of my favorite sections here, where you try to kind of piece together the puzzle of how critics received the movie. How do you think the critics received Office Space?
I am very worried about my guess. I lost sleep over it last night. To me, this is an anomaly, the same way that a lot of horror movies can be hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
You take something like Child's Play, which can be revered for its writing and its direction and its acting and its originality. But comedy is the same subjective matter, where if you just don't understand or find the comedy funny, you're not going to enjoy the final product. So as a movie reviewer in 1999, you're sitting down. I have to think of somebody like Ebert, who probably never had an office job. Is he going to understand the subversive comedy? The idea of when he just sidesteps his boss and walks away. You've thought about doing that. I've thought about doing that. How many countless people in our audience have thought about doing that?
I've 100% thought about it. Now, I don't want to sway your vote, but keep in mind, Roger Ebert wrote for the Chicago Sun-Times. Continue.
So my point being, I think that this is kind of a movie that missed its mark, but was well-placed. So I fear that critics did not respond to it as positively as they should have, given the originality of the material and what, you know, Judge and the entire team did to bring together what I think is comedy gold. So it's almost like I know that there's roots in King of the Hill and Beavis and Butthead, and Milton had his own little cartoon spiel there. But I really want to say that if the critics had a positive review, it would have done better in the box office, which tells me that maybe they came down at best at 57%.
I can feel the train going off the tracks, and I so badly wanted to help you. 80%.
No! Fresh.
It's the total opposite of what you thought.
I would have guessed audience at 80%.
Audience, 93.
I mean, don't get me wrong. That makes me extremely happy. Like, literally, I'm pitching a tent with excitement.
Easy now.
No, I don't do it that way.
Roger Ebert, as you mentioned, worked at the Chicago Sun-Times, gave the film 3 out of 4 stars, and said the movie's dialogue is smart. It doesn't just chug along making plot points. There you go. Roger loved it.
I need to recalibrate my guesses, because that's what I would have wanted him to say. And obviously he's a genius and he's legendary in what he's done in, you know, film critique and that entire arena. But
yeah,
I mean, he hits it right on. Yeah, I mean, it's a good movie.
Okay, I've got one more. Rick Groen of the Globe and Mail gave the film 2.5 out of 4 stars and said, when Peter actively rebels and is ironically rewarded for his efforts by the head honchos, the picture loses its bite. What began as discomforting satire soon devolves into silly farce. What do you think about that review?
I don't know that I would call it farce. If there was more like fart jokes or anything of that kind of nature, I would call it more of a farce. But I would definitely say it veers more towards satire than farce.
So, JD, what do you look forward to most when we dive into the full review here in a couple days?
A little bit of an oh face. But in all honesty, like, one of my most quotable lines that I use comes from this movie, and that being, hey, did you miss blank? I wouldn't exactly say I missed it. I use that line probably 3 to 4 times a week, and nobody ever gets it. They're like, oh, you didn't miss it? No, there's different versions of the word miss. I didn't miss it.
Oh, gosh. I would say I am looking forward to Milton. I love that character. I love the trying to do the impression of him. I look forward to that. And you guys can look forward to the episode as well. And make sure you don't miss it. Hit that subscribe button. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox. All the full episodes are going to be up on YouTube. And remember to give us a rating. 5 stars, please. And help us out a little bit. You can email us at backintimepodcast@gmail.com. But it is that time of the episode to climb back into the DeLorean, punch in today's date, and return back to present day. We'll be back with the full review in a couple days. See ya!
Have you seen my food? Yeah, it's too horrible. It'll get better with time. Leave that in, but let's get ready for better impressions. Real gangsta ass niggas don't flex nuts, cause real gangsta ass niggas know they got it. And everything's cool in the mind.